Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Morehill Mountain head basketball coach Dan Rapplinger. And a coach, a pretty solid start to the season. I mean, come off with a big win against ACCHS in game one, and then you guys followed it up last night with a thriller last night, a one-point victory over GACN. Your thoughts on the first two games?
Yeah, I mean, they really couldn't have gone any better. You never know what you're going to get out of your squad in the first game. And although the final score looked comfortable, I was not comfortable for a first game. So, but yeah, they played real well. Did the things they're supposed to do. And then last night, of course, that game could have gone either way. So, you know, only one team can win a close game like that. But JCN, very good squad, Coach Knoll, and we just happened to have the ball last. So.
Yeah, Coach, how encouraging is it for you to get a win so tight and this early on in the season?
Yeah, I mean, it deals with composure. I mean, I always, you know, preach to my kids that a lot of these games, you're going to be on the wrong side of this. You know, you hope you're not, but you have to, you know, play through whether it's any type of foul trouble or any type of call that maybe didn't go your way. And I thought their composure was really good. It really teaches, you know, nothing going down the stretch. I mean, we're only through two games, but I think it teaches them a lot, all the things I've been preaching that usually come true.
Coach, what are some things that you know about your team now that maybe you didn't going into the season?
I feel that they are probably a little more adept to handle pressure than I was thinking they were. They seemed calm in the moment. They understood. I didn't have to completely bring them down to earth. You know, I always tell them, don't get too high. Don't get too low, and I think they've listened to that. I think they understand. It is only the second game of the year. You know, it's not the sub-state finals, but at the same time, any competitive game, you know, you want to be on the right side of that. So I think they handled that very well, a little higher than I thought they would.
Yeah, how does that kind of just show the maturity of your squad?
That shows that the seniors, I think, have had, you know, even if it's through another coach from the past 3 years, Coach Kunigy. There's things that, you know, good things that they probably listen to him from, and they build on that each year. But until you have situations like that happen, you can preach it all you want in practice or in, you know, video, but until they actually happen in a game where the gym is packed and, you know, it's a lot of excitement, you really don't know. So, yeah, I'm very, very excited to how they handled themselves last night.
So you guys continue league play. You have Oskaloosa coming up here on Friday. How important is it to set the tone for the season in these December games, these first five games?
Yeah, it's real important because before the Christmas break, you go from, you know, play five games and you almost have 2 weeks off, maybe even more. A week of that, you know, you're not even allowed to obviously, you know, be in the gym at all. So to have a good start like that, I think really is very important. And then also after a buzzer beater game, you really want to refocus because that next game sometimes is one that you can kind of let loose a little bit and not focus on that. So today at practice, we definitely get right back into saying, hey, you know, we enjoyed the victory last night. Now we focus on the next game at hand.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here today on Locker Room Chat. Best of luck on Friday, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Yep. Appreciate your time.
That was Morehill Mount boys basketball coach Dan Rapplinger here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.